In the 2010 book Pop Culture Goes to War, Jeff Martin and Aaron Studer refer to the military-industrial entertainment complex, a conglomeration of various entities that are in the business of selling war through games and leisure activities. In this way, popular culture reinforces the trope of militarism in the United States, which in its simplest form treats all conflicts as military ones to be resolved only through force and aggression. This ideology is justified on the basis of the Good War thesis put forward by Karl Boggs and Tom Pollard, which frames war as essentially a noble activity that involves the struggle between good and evil. War necessarily involves trespassing into another's territory, a movement that is normally governed by strict regulations such as visas and documentation. War also involves mass death, usually of people who have nothing to do with the higher echelons of power that make decisions about war. Even though we speak of the good and bad sides in war and the outcome of war in terms of winning and losing, it is still an endeavor that involves large-scale human and material costs. Yet, visual media texts routinely present us with depictions of war, turning them into individual stories of morality, hope, and loss, or spellbinding spectacles that avoid any ethical considerations. Amazon's new show, Homecoming, dwells on the ethical dimensions of militarism, especially in relation to its complicity with global capitalism. The show focuses on veterans who are scarred by the deaths of their friends. Many of them suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. The show is packaged as both a drama and a mystery, offering edge-of-the-seat thrills even as it contemplates the effects of money on the morals of those in the business of war. The show features Julia Roberts in the lead role of Heidi Bergman, a therapist employed at a facility called Homecoming that provides life skills training to returning veterans to help them to readjust to civilian life. One of her clients is Walter Cruz, charmingly played by Stephen James. As we follow Heidi and Walter through their sessions together, we also get the sense that both are part of a bigger scheme of which they are completely unaware. The show also features a future timeline framed in a disconcertingly shrunken aspect ratio to resemble a video shot on a cell phone. The framing of the two timelines not only serves to differentiate them, but also destabilize our sense of reality to mirror Heidi's state of mind. By the middle of the series, it becomes clear that Heidi is the unwilling participant in a conspiracy that spans a worldwide network of mind-altering drugs. These drugs are being administered to the veterans at Homecoming without their consent, so that all bad memories of their combat experience can be erased from their brains and they can be sent back into the field. Thus, we realize that Homecoming is actually a factory churning out an assembly line of soldiers that can be continuously repurposed for war. This is the show's indictment of the complete dehumanization of the people involved in war, a process that is endorsed by the state for commercial gains. Erasing the memories of the soldiers symbolizes an extreme version of militarization, one that includes manipulating the human mind and body in unquestioning service of war. The casting of Julia Roberts is an interesting move. This is Roberts' streaming debut, and she is cast against expectation, deviating from her conventional image as America's sweetheart. There is also a textual nod to her role as a romantic comedy heroine of the 1990s. Her character Heidi is involved in a relationship with Anthony, played by Dermot Mulroney, her co-star from the hit rom-com My Best Friend's Wedding. However, their relationship is no fairy tale romance, as Anthony is constantly frustrated by Heidi's overcommitment to her job and her lack of emotional expressiveness. Heidi's characterization is the show's comment on the bewilderment of the modern worker in a capitalist work environment who is generally no more than a cog in a wheel, unaware of the broader workings of capital and power around her. Homecoming raises questions about human agency in the context of war, but suggests it is not impossible for individuals to defy powerful forces around them to escape their control. The show does not provide solutions on a societal or a collective level, and escape is imagined only on individual and romantic terms for Heidi and Walter. Yet the show is a serious analysis of a dominant culture that valorizes war.